Hi, I'm Caroline Adams Miller, the author of Big Goals, The Science of Setting Them, Achieving Them, and Creating Your Best Life. And I'm delighted to share my five big ideas from the book. Here's insight number one, the goal-setting secret everyone should know. Goal-setting theory, published by Edwin Locke and Gary Latham in 1990, is one of the most scientifically validated and replicated approaches to achieving success, ranked number one of 73 important management theories. Yet it remains largely unknown outside of academic circles, in spite of the fact that every company sets goals, and so do most people, who rely on zombie goal-setting approaches that won't die in spite of not having any scientific basis, like SMART goals or the law of attraction. So imagine my surprise when goal-setting theory was one of the first assignments I received when I returned to school in 2005 to get a master's in applied positive psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. "There's a thing called goal-setting theory?" I said out loud in wonderment. I went home and looked at every goal-setting book I owned by people like Brian Tracy, Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell, and they were all filled with urban legends and no science. I threw them all out. Locke and Latham spent decades doing rigorous scholarship, first alone, then together, in labs and real-world settings, instead of chasing fame, corporate engagements, and media opportunities. Their simple, elegant theory provides a framework for understanding how two types of goals, performance goals and learning goals, impact our motivation and success, and they found that both kinds of goals have their highest and best outcomes when they are what's called, quote, challenging and specific. Despite its proven effectiveness, goal-setting theory is known and used by fewer than 5% of the people I've ever encountered, and it's rarely, if ever, used in fancy productivity dashboards. So why does it matter to know goal-setting theory, especially right now? Well, the Gallup Organization's 2024 State of the Workplace report urgently called for companies to make setting better goals their number one priority so that workers could have greater role clarity, improved productivity, and increased engagement. I believe that if more people learned, understood, and applied the principles of goal-setting theory, we could see dramatic improvements in personal and organizational performance across society, because this lack of popular awareness represents a major missed opportunity to enhance human achievement and well-being, something we should all be focused on right now for the good of the world. Insight number two, women's goal penalty box. There's increasing awareness that men and women respond differently to events and conditions in life, including stress, happiness, sleep, and heart attacks. But it never occurred to me until recently that traditionally accepted goal-setting systems, starting with time and motion studies in the 1880s and that are embedded in organizations all over the world, are designed to reward men and penalize women, something Stanford sociologist Cecilia Ridgway says has created structural goal-setting inequalities that are designed to keep women from power. My own eureka moment occurred a few years ago after a day of listening to popular podcasts devoted to success and productivity. All I heard, I realized after looking at my notes, were men talking to men about men, using examples like special forces heroes and historical figures to explain leadership and genius. What I didn't hear were women being spoken of as exemplars of business success or paragons of courage, which was odd given the fact that women compose more than 50% of podcast listeners. So I began to wonder, what are these inequalities doing to women's goal-setting aspirations and accomplishments? Were we all being primed to shoot lower and achieve less by hearing or seeing fewer inspiring stories of successful women, and being surrounded by outdated gender stereotypes, like the 1990s Barbie doll that exclaimed, "Math class is tough." The more I researched, the more I found disparities that conspire to keep women from succeeding in their goals. One major meta-analysis of perceptions of women in the workplace from 1940 to the present found that although women are now perceived as more competent than before, they've not made any progress in the area of agency, which is goal-directed behavior that is associated with leadership and power. The social, emotional, and financial penalties that women face when they do have big goals and act with agency are both subtle and severe. Consider this. Women who attend happy hours and company networking events as new hires are penalized as self-centered, but men are rewarded for it. High-performing women receive negative feedback at a much higher rate, 76%, compared to high-performing men, 2%. And women's contributions in many academic and professional settings are routinely discounted and devalued, leading to fewer promotions and opportunities to advance their careers. Female CEOs are given less time to succeed in their roles than men, and any female CEO who comes after a failed female CEO starts with a negative assessment of her worth, while this never happens for men, who are always given more time to succeed. Even worse, one recent study found that women who finish their job assignments on time are compared unfavorably with men who have the same work, but who take more time and work longer hours. They're viewed as more dedicated to the company. Goal-setting theory states that one moderator of successful goal pursuit is getting neutral, unbiased feedback that tells you that you're making progress or that you need to pivot. But without the ability to count on this type of neutral, accurate feedback, women's goal pursuit can be easily manipulated and derailed. And to make matters even worse, McKinsey's 2023 Women in the Workplace report, conducted with LeanIn, found that women often fail to support other women's goal accomplishment for a multitude of reasons, including fear of backlash and their own negative feelings about acting against female stereotypes, leaving agentic women feeling uncertain, undervalued, and alone. My big conclusion: we have to scrutinize every step we take when crafting success strategies, and that starts with the brainstorming section in my book, where you must carefully assess whether or not the traditional approaches to accomplishing your goal will even work for people who look and sound like you, instead of blindly following the popular prescriptions that have always existed without enough scrutiny and that are deeply embedded in organizations and life in ways that we're only just now realizing. Insight number 3, the Black Swan's Gift. When the coronavirus pandemic swept across the globe in early 2020, it delivered what Nassim Taleb calls a black swan event, an unpredictable occurrence that dramatically reshapes our world. Like a massive wave that forever alters the shoreline, COVID-19 transformed everything from how we work and learn to how we shop and connect. In the face of such seismic change, we faced two choices: resist the transformation or embrace it as an opportunity to grow. The science of goal setting offers us wisdom here through what researchers Edwin Locke and Gary Latham call learning goals, objectives focused on acquiring new skills and knowledge rather than just achieving specific outcomes. The Black Death of the Middle Ages offers a compelling parallel to what we're experiencing now. That devastating pandemic wiped out 1/3 of Europe's population, but also catalyzed the Renaissance, spurring innovations in medicine, science, and social structures that shaped modern civilization. Similarly, our recent global disruption has accelerated transformation across every sector. Who could have predicted that remote work would become the norm, or that digital payments would nearly replace cash transactions. These changes weren't just adaptations, they were innovations born of necessity. The research is clear. When we approach new and unexpected challenges as learning goals rather than just as performance goals with financial targets, we develop greater resilience and achieve more sustainable success. This mindset shift transforms obstacles from threats into opportunities for growth. Learning goals offer three key benefits. One, they foster curiosity and open-mindedness. Two, they reduce fear of failure. And three, they lead to more innovative solutions. The question isn't whether change will continue, it's how we'll respond to it. By embracing learning goals, we position ourselves to thrive in uncertainty, turning disruption into opportunity. This approach doesn't just help us survive change, it empowers us to shape it. The coronavirus pandemic, while challenging, has given us a precious gift, the chance to reimagine how we live, work, and grow, and turn towards evidence-based approaches to change, like goal-setting theory, instead of relying on outdated methods. By approaching this moment with a learning mindset, we can transform this period of upheaval into our own modern renaissance. Insight number four, from learned helplessness to learned mastery. 50 years ago, psychologists Marty Seligman and Stephen Mayer discovered what they called learned helplessness. When animals or humans experience uncontrollable, bad events, they often learn that nothing they do matters and become passive and anxious. This groundbreaking research helped explain depression and trauma responses. But recent neuroscience has revealed something remarkable. They got it backwards. The passivity isn't learned at all. That's our default response to prolonged adversity mediated by a part of our brain. What we actually learn from experiencing setbacks is the opposite, that we have control and can master challenges, a concept that is all too rare given how often people assume helplessness and a belief that they're wired to fail. When we detect that we can control a situation, our brain overrides passivity and moves into a proactive, positive response. Even more importantly, once we learn this sense of mastery, our brain becomes rewired to expect control in new situations. We develop what I call learned mastery. This connects powerfully to the message in Big Goals. Just as we're not actually learning helplessness, but rather mastery, we're not actually limited by our circumstances, but rather by our mindset about what's possible. The key is creating early wins and experiences of control that rewire our expectations. When we set and achieve even small goals, we're not just accomplishing something specific, we're teaching our brain that we have agency and can shape our future. This creates an upward spiral where each experience of mastery makes us more likely to expect and achieve mastery in new domains. The message of Big Goals is that this is our destiny if we choose to pursue challenge and cope well with adversity. The implications are profound. Depression and anxiety aren't about learning that we're helpless. They're about failing to learn that we're capable. And the way out isn't just treating the symptoms, but actively building experiences of control and mastery by setting and pursuing goals that are meaningful to you. Your brain is literally designed to learn mastery when you give it the chance. You're not learning to be helpless. You're learning to be powerful. And that changes everything. Insight number five, cross the bridge to your best possible future. The science of goal achievement has evolved dramatically since the groundbreaking work of Locke and Latham in the 20th century. While their rigorous, much-admired research gave us the foundational science of goal-setting theory to serve as the engine of setting goals correctly from the outset, we now know that success requires much more than just setting specific, challenging goals. My BRIDGE methodology, an acronym that represents all the areas that must be explored to create a comprehensive and winning success strategy, is the crucial link between traditional goal-setting approaches and the wealth of new research that reveals what truly drives achievement in today's world. It stands for brainstorming, relationships, investments, decision-making, good grit, and excellence. And it addresses the gaping hole that exists around how you can accomplish your goal in the best possible way. For example, we now know that happiness and flourishing precede success, not the other way around. The groundbreaking meta-analysis by Lubomirsky, Diener, and King showed that we need to prime ourselves for achievement by first elevating our well-being through practices like gratitude, journaling, and meditation. Discussing goals without laying the groundwork with this research is like building a cathedral without laying a cornerstone. Research has revealed that our goals are profoundly influenced by those around us. Christakis and Fowler's work on emotional contagion demonstrates how behaviors and attitudes spread through networks. And Shelley Gable's research shows that having active constructive responders in our lives can make or break our goal pursuit. We've learned that success requires more than just willpower. Ottigen's WHOOP framework teaches us to balance optimism with realistic planning. Teresa Amabile's progress principle shows us that making meaningful progress, supported by catalysts and nurturers, is crucial for sustained motivation. Recent research has revealed that goal setting isn't one size fits all. What works in Western contexts may not apply in cultures that value interdependent happiness and harmony over individual achievement. So in the brainstorming section, it's imperative to align your culture and gender with approaches that create likely success. By embracing BRIDGE, you're not just setting goals. You're creating an ecosystem for success that aligns with how we now understand human achievement works. It's the difference between trying to build a house with just a hammer versus having a complete set of modern tools and architectural plans. The future of achievement isn't just about what you do, it's about who you become and how you connect with others in pursuit of meaningful goals. BRIDGE is your pathway to mastering this new paradigm of success, connecting the finest research from the 20th century with the innovative findings of the 21st. And it is all in one book that I believe will change the world by providing readers with the tools that will help make their dreams come true.